This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, London calling the foxes. When Acorn began in England more than 6 years ago, our first foray was in Brixton. I learned about zebra crossings there, and we won some. Next, we expanded around Enfield in London, where we had an office in a local community center. London is one of the major cities in the world, but we were just nicking at it and looked forward to making a more determined effort, and now we're doing so, making it a pleasure to get off the plane after the slog across the water and make my way to the Finsbury Park area, where we now have a small office, and three newly minted organizers for Acorn were waiting for me there. The organizers were in the middle of the first community-wide Acorn organizing drive in the borough of Hanbury in North London. They were preparing for their third organizing committee meeting. They'd mapped out a large drive of about 4,000 households, big even for our standards, and were still getting their arms around the issues with their first 50 members signed up. Of course, I asked about the issues. It was the usual assortment from housing to the lack of youth recreation, but there was one that was unusual. It wasn't loose dogs, but foxes. Yes, foxes. It is supposedly against the law in the United Kingdom now to hunt foxes, and reportedly there are not too many in the countryside, but many of them have found city life suits them fine. The neighbors don't agree. Seems the cries of foxes in the middle of the night are a murderous shriek of sorts. I'm going to stay in touch with the developments here for sure. Foxes. The neighborhood is an interesting mix of people. Acorn flyers were translated into Arabic, Turkish, and Kurdish, for example, because significant populations live there. Organizers' meetings have been in a Kurdish community center. Several members have been signed up in what an organizer described as his rudimentary Spanish as well. None of the groups seemed large enough to require full translation equipment at the first launch meeting scheduled for the end of the month, but certainly some kind of preparation was going to have to be made to welcome and accommodate such a diverse membership. Housing was on course as an issue, of course, but it was on a long list. The organizers themselves were a case study in the crisis over affordable rents. One was traveling to work from a northern suburb in a long-haul schlep costing £25 per day. Another was sharing a flat with five or six others, each having a room in a place costing over £3,000. Third also lived at a distance, but I missed the exact location. This has been the unique obstacle that we faced several years ago. Our organizers were being priced out of the city that they were organizing, making an operation unsustainable then at organizers' wages. It's a full-on assault now with an expanding team, now that we have more than 20 branches around the country. In London, we'll expand our base past tenants, take on the foxes, and see what we can build more deeply. It was nice to be back visiting organizers in the field on our international operation. It was too easy to confuse our London, Ontario chapter with our Acorn London branch before, but now, back on the road, I won't make that mistake again, even if Google alerts try to trick me. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.